Reaction to Senator Stevens' death continue to pour in from across the state today. University of Alaska Fairbanks political science professor Jerry McBeth says Ted Stevens did more than any other politician to ensure the federal government treated Alaska fairly. Stevens had an abrasive manner, but McBeth says the former senator employed a range of political skills, including great institutional knowledge, to work the system.
He knew more about the military budget and the budget of departments whose work affected Alaska than any other person in national government. His passion for issues concerning Alaska, his ability to forge relationships across the aisle with Democratic legislators as well as Republican ones, his personal loyalty.
Stephen Haycox, University of Alaska history professor, sees Stevens' passing as both an historical and personal event. Haycox says for Alaskans, Stevens was much more than a national figure. He was our history, at least since the 1950s.
He was a significant participant in all of the major developments that have shaped modern Alaska. Alaska statehood, he was a very active and in some ways critical player. He was a very significant player in the Claim Settlement Act of 71, and it's impossible to write anything about the history of ANILCA, the Alaska Lands Act, without acknowledging Stevens' central role. So in addition to his senatorial career, being a part of what has made Alaska what it is today is now gone.
Myron Nanig is the president of the Association of Village Council Presidents, which represents 56 tribes in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. He's been on many trips to Washington, D.C., and says Stevens always had time for locals.
When he sees people from Alaska in the middle of discussing billion-dollar appropriations, he'll stand up to come and talk to you personally. And he was that kind of a person.
Stevens helped fund all kinds of health services in the YK Delta, including the state's only inhalant abuse treatment center located in Bethel, and telemedicine services. Gene Peltola, longtime CEO of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, says Stevens' Denali Commission made it all possible.
Since the advent of funding in the Denali Commission, we've built 35 new village health clinics with 36 or 37 under construction now in Nanopchuk and Mountain Village. And, you know, if it wasn't for the commitment and dedication Ted had to rural Alaska, things like that would have never happened.
Juneau Representative Beth Kurtula calls Stevens one of Alaska's early statesmen who helped build the state from literally nothing. Kurtula's father, Jay, a Democrat from Palmer, and Stevens served together in the Alaska House of Representatives in the 1960s, and their families were close friends. She recalls the chess game between her father and Stevens that sometimes took place on the House floor.
My dad sat across from Senator Stevens when he was majority leader and my dad was minority leader, and they would play chess and they would pass the chessboard back and forth across the aisle.
Jay Kurtula remembers those games well.
Yeah, we'd pass the board back and forth, but we only played one or two moves a day, you know. I'll tell you what, I think we'd probably come about even. I would delay so long as it would antagonize him into making a quick move. He'd make a quick move, and then, of course, I'd have him on that particular move. But I think we about broke even.
The elder Kurtula says the two legislators were often of the same mind on issues facing the young state.